Do you not know what the scripture says of Elijah, how he appeals to God against Israel in verse 2 of chapter 11? And then in verse 3, Elijah said, Lord, they have killed your prophets, they have demolished your altars, and I alone am left, and they seek my life. But what is God's reply to him? I have kept for myself 7,000 men who have not bowed the knee to Baal. So too, at the present time, Paul tells us, there is a remnant chosen by grace. But if it's by grace, it is no longer on the basis of works. Otherwise, grace would no longer be grace. Now, a slice of that is on the front of your bulletin as a memory verse. You can look at a bulletin throughout the week and say, I think I want to remember this. Does this matter? But do you know the story of Elijah and why Elijah was having this conversation with God? That's my question this morning to us as a congregation and where I would like to preach from. So could you turn to 1 Kings chapter 18? So the Torah, right, is Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy, right? And then you got Joshua, Judges, Ruth, right? And so you're going to keep going past there. And then God tells you about David, King David, and Saul, King Saul, 1 and 2 Samuel. And then you get to 1 Kings. So 1 Kings chapter 18. So if you don't have a Bible, there's always one at the end of a row or on the chair in front of you. But here's what we have in chapter 18. Elijah comes out of nowhere and he enters into a contest between these false prophets, priests of Baal, and a huge number of them, 400 and something, right? And he says, here's the thing. I'm speaking for God. You're not. Let's have a contest. He says, we're going to set up an altar. I'll set up my altar. You set up your altar. And we'll ask God to call down fire from heaven, which in Scripture, it's kind of predictable that it's actually a word for lightning, but you reuse the word as fire. So what do you see when you see lightning? We call it lightning. We know it's electricity. Back in the day, people said fire from heaven. And so they had this contest. And the priests of Baal did their religious thing. They cut themselves. They carried on. Oh, Baal, send down fire. Nothing. Then it's Elijah's turn. And Elijah says, first, take these jars, go down to the river, get water, dump them on the altar, please. So a couple of people, sturdy, go down. And if you sit on Mount Carmel and you look at the Jordan River, it's a little skinny green line in the desert. They got to go from here to there. It's miles, okay? They go and they get water. They come up. They dump it on the altar. That he's going to ask for God to send fire to burn it up. They dump it on the altar. And then Elijah, who, honestly, I think Elijah's a bit of a stir-in-the-pot kind of guy. Because then he says, do it again. Right? So, sturdy young men, jars of water, all the way. Have you ever carried a bucket of water from a place where there's water because you don't have running water? It's a journey. All the way. It really is that far down the hill. More water. Come, dump it. So you're talking about there is a wet pile of wood and meat on top of the wood, and it said there's a trench around the wood that was filled with water. And then Elijah bows his head and he says, God, show them that you're God. And boom, he doesn't say, oh, mighty, holy, great, and what? He just says, God, show them. And whoo, fire from heaven consumes the sacrifice, consumes the wood, consumes the rocks so that they split, consumes all of the water in the trenches. This is the power of God. Elijah is vindicated before a crowd of people. The priests of Baal are shown to be bankrupt and powerless, and the crowd turns on them, and they kill them to a man for their false prophesying, for leading people away from God, for leading in pagan worship that involved, you know, sacrificing children and stuff. And this King Ahab and his wife Jezebel, boo, says the audience. You hear the name Jezebel in church. You're allowed to, out loud, while someone's preaching, say, boo, Jezebel. And Haman, These are the two people in Scripture that nobody argues, well, oh, I think they're misunderstood. Nobody. Jezebel, the daughter of a priest of Baal, married Ahab, the dreadful, weak king. Boo. Baddies. Elijah did this on this day. God did this, and Elijah knows who God is, and he stands for God, and he's in a minority, and he is a nobody. He walks off the page of Scripture, and suddenly here's this guy, Elijah, and he sees God in power. He experiences relationship with God. He stands for God no matter that everyone is against him in the crowd, and God shows up, and that is 1 Kings chapter 18.